Chapter 7 Murder on the Sleeper Train. 16 years of age, Agra. When I left the tailor's house, I felt good. I went to the train station in Delhi to buy a ticket for the sleeper train back to Mumbai. I knew about what happens on trains. People wait until you are asleep, and then they steal your things. So, I was careful with the money I had been given. I used 2,000 rupees of it to buy a suitcase, some clothes, and my train ticket. Then the rest, 50,000 rupees in banknotes, I put in a brown envelope and pushed it down the front of my trousers. I climbed on the train full of excitement because I was going back to see Salim. I soon found my narrow sleeping place. It was one of the bottom bunks in coach S7. I sat down on the bunk, which was next to the small door that led into the corridor. There were 5 other bunks, 1 above me, 2 opposite me, and 2 to the side. Sitting on the bunk opposite mine was a family of 4. The mother and father were middle-aged and looked very serious. Their son was tall and thin, and looked friendly, but it was the girl sitting next to the window who I was interested in. She was very pretty. I could not stop looking at her. Once the train was moving, I lay back on my bunk and began to read a magazine that I had brought with me. But sometimes I glanced at the girl. She was staring out of the window and did not look at me even once. I began to imagine how my life could be different. I had some money now, just enough to start a new, good life. I touched my trousers where the envelope was and smiled to myself. It was a long journey to Mumbai. Maybe I would fall in love with this girl on the way. Later, the boy got tired of reading his book and he came and sat next to me. We talked, and he told me that he was Akshay, and that his sister's name was Meenakshi. He excitedly told me about a computer that he had, and asked me if I had one. I said yes, of course, and I told him that it was the 4000 model, not the 2000 model that he had. I also told him that I spoke English, and that I had 7 girlfriends, and that 3 of them were foreign. Akshay, who was younger than me but bright, laughed. "Ha!" he said. "I don't believe a word of that. There isn't a 4000 model. I got mine 2 months ago and it was the latest one. You're lying." His sister was glancing over at us. "Oh, you think I'm lying, do you?" I said, quietly. "Well, let me tell you that I have 50,000 rupees here with me now." Akshay refused to believe me and asked to see it. I pulled the envelope out of my trousers and showed him all the banknotes. It was not a clever thing to do, but I wanted to prove myself to him. Akshay stared, wide-eyed. For the first time in my life, I saw something new in the eyes of someone who was looking at me. Respect. And it felt good. At around 10 p.m, everyone lay down on their bunks to go to sleep. I lay on mine thinking about Meenakshi until I fell asleep. The next thing I knew, I was being woken up by someone roughly pushing my arm. I saw a man standing by my bunk, holding a gun in his hand. "All of you, wake up," he said. He was young, with long hair and a moustache, and was holding a large bag in his other hand. "Right, I'm here for your money. Get down from your bunks and do it slowly. Then no one will get hurt." Terrified, everyone moved silently and sat on the bottom bunks. "Okay, put everything in this bag. Your money, purses, watches, jewelry, everything. Do it now, or I will shoot and kill you all." Meenakshi's mother started crying when she heard that. The man went first to Meenakshi, who took off her gold bracelet. As she put it in the bag, the man said, "You're much more beautiful than that bracelet, my darling." Meenakshi looked frightened as her mother dropped her own bracelets and purse into the bag. Then her husband put in his watch and money. Then it was my turn. I took out the few notes and coins I had in my front pocket and added them. The robber seemed to be happy with what we had given him and was about to leave when Akshay said, "Wait, you have forgotten something." I watched as the man turned around again. Akshay pointed at me and said, "This boy has got 50,000 rupees. It's down his trousers." Time stood still. I felt sick. Then the man moved towards me. "Is this true? Get it out now." I was angry. It was my money. I had earned it with hard work. But I had no choice. I pulled out the envelope and put it in the bag. The robber picked it up and opened it.
"Wow," he said. "Did you steal this? Anyway, I don't care."
He dropped it back into the bag. "Now, all of you, stay quiet." He turned and opened the door, then passed the bag out to another man who was waiting in the corridor. I thought he was going to leave, but then he turned and stepped back inside again. He walked towards Meenakshi, the gun still in his hand, and said,
"Hey, don't you want to give me a goodbye kiss?"
Meenakshi was terrified and tried to hide at the back of her bunk. The robber held her and pulled her forward roughly with one hand. He was holding her tightly and was hurting her.
"Oh, maybe you'd like to come with me," he said. "I need a beautiful young woman like you."
I suddenly became very angry. I stood up without thinking, and I do not really know what happened next. The next thing I remember was seeing the robber lying on the floor. He was not moving, and there was blood all over his shirt. There was a revolver in my hand, with a thin line of smoke coming up from the end of it. I was in shock. I sat back down on my bunk. There was talking all around me, but all I could do was sit and stare at the heavy gun in my hands. On one side it had some letters and numbers on it. CON, USA, and DR24691. On the other side it said COLT, and had a picture of a jumping horse. Meenakshi kept glancing at me. She was looking at me the way Salim looked at film stars. I knew that at that moment she was in love with me. But it was too late. Everything had changed. I had just killed a man. What would happen when the police arrived? Suddenly, Mr. Taylor's words entered my head. "Confuse them to lose them." I noticed that the train was slowing down. As the train pulled into the next station, I ran and jumped out of the train with the revolver still in my hand. I ran across the train tracks and jumped into another train that was just about to leave the station. I stood near the door and, as the train passed over a bridge, I threw the revolver into a dark river below. Then, when the train stopped at the next station, I jumped out and found another train going somewhere else. I did this all night, moving from station to station, train to train. Cities and towns went by, and I did not know if I was travelling north, south, east or west. At 9 o'clock in the morning, the train I was on stopped in a busy city.
It seemed like a good place to live quietly for a while. I stepped down from the train, and as I walked out into the street, I saw a sign that said, "Welcome to Agra." Smita holds her hand over her mouth. "Oh my God," she says. "So all these years you have been living with the guilt of having killed a man." "Two men," I say. "Don't forget that I pushed Shantaram down the stairs," I reply. "Ah, yes. On the train, you were trying to protect the girl, and you were defending yourself." "Yes, but I'm not sure the police would see it that way," I say. "Let's return to the show." In the studio, the lights are low again. Prem Kumar turns to me. "This is question number 7 for 200,000 rupees. Who invented the revolver? Was it A. Samuel Colt, B. Bruce Browning, C. Dan Wesson, or D. James Revolver?" After a moment's thought, I say, "I think the answer is A. Colt." Prem Kumar asks me if I am sure. I say I am. Then I see the answer on the screen behind me. "You are correct," Prem Kumar cries. "You have just doubled your winnings to 200,000 rupees. I cannot believe it. I have now won back my 50,000 rupees 4 times, thanks to a robber on a train who had taken all my money from me.